Hi there. Welcome to MR Explorer. I'm Z Johnson, your host. Today, I'm going to look back on 2019 a little bit, and then I'm going to look forward to what I'm hoping to see in 2020. So first, let's take a look backwards, and let's look at 2019. Things that I have learned in 2019. Well, first of all, I have learned the delights and challenges that come with working from home. For me, the delight is just having that peace and quiet when you're at home. Being able to be more accessible to my family, not having a very long commute into an office and then coming back home from an office. Challenges include just trying to make sure that I maintain that sense of balance between what I'm doing at work and what I'm doing at home now that my office is also in my home. And so finding those barriers, finding those lines that I draw so that I can make sure that I am there for my, honestly there for my family and not constantly kind of shuffling between what am I doing for work and what am I doing for home. Also interesting challenge, and this is just a personal challenge for me, is squeezing in a workout. It's really funny. I have grown up with exercise being a central part of my life. And when I started working from home, I realized I didn't have to get up at 5 a.m. to try to squeeze in a workout before trying to get the bus that I was going to take to go to work. And instead of having an hour and a half commute, I only had a 30-second commute across the hallway to the home office. But interestingly, that also meant that I felt no pressure to exercise. So it's been interesting to me just how shifting those boundaries and shifting the way that I work has impacted other areas of my life. Other things that I've learned in 2019. I experienced the joys of changing jobs, getting to learn a whole new company, getting to learn a whole new culture. And that's above and beyond even just learning how to work from home. I have worked remotely before, and I am so glad that I have had that experience because it definitely comes into play. I've also learned the power of video conferencing. You know, so many of us have access to video conferencing, but few of us, I think, actually use the video part of the video conferencing. And especially for a remote work relationship, that is, it just helps with being able to feel connected to a team, to an office, when you actually use the video portion of the video conferencing. Other things I've learned that actually are more focused on the market research industry is every single one of us are working in an industry that is really striving to make a difference. Whether you're working for a market research partner where you are the one executing the work, or whether you are working for a brand and trying to figure out what insights you can bring to the brand to make a difference. Every single one of us is doing our absolute best to make that difference, to impact with insights so that decisions are being made with data. And, you know, that's something that I think we can lose sight of because we are so focused on things like market research not necessarily being as popular as something like customer experience research or user experience research. And do we need to change our name? Do we need to somehow revitalize the industry that we are in and become more recognized as insights leaders again? Do we need to expand our umbrella so that we can better connect with everyone else who is doing research, who is not necessarily falling under the quote market research umbrella or name. But I think no matter where you are, CX, UX, market research, data science, we're in an era where we are all really trying to find the stories in the data, all of the data, internal and external. We are trying our best to get the information that we need to make better business decisions. And I have been humbled to see all the different ways that people are trying to go about this. As I shifted roles from working on the brand side to working not even necessarily for a research partner as much as a tech company that provides support for research. I've been able to see many different companies, many different teams who really are striving to partner with the right people at the right time to make the right difference. Another thing that I've learned is the power of being involved in your local market research communities and reaching out and inviting others who, again, don't fall under that market research title to join that community and participate in the community. There is so much that we have to learn from each other across the board. There are things that our customer experience colleagues are doing that we can benefit from, that we can learn from. There are things that our user experience colleagues are doing that we can absolutely learn from. And there are things that we are doing that they can also learn from. And I think there is so much rich opportunity for partnership, better partnership, deeper partnership. But that also involves just at a local level, starting to get involved and joining those local communities and just becoming part of the local scene, because from there, that, you know, it's like the age-old thing that the difference starts at home. So, or change starts at home. Is that an age-old adage? Is that, for me it is. I always heard growing up that change starts at home. So again, just getting involved in the local community. For those of you who are looking for opportunities to speak at events, the local scene is a fantastic way to get involved in that, because typically the audiences are a little smaller than what you're going to have at a large conference, and it makes for a very nice entry into the world of speaking at market research events or at research events or insights events, whatever we're going to be calling it. Another thing that I learned in 2019 is change is just hard, people. As much as we are all trying to do the same thing, we're all trying to do to find insights in the best way possible, right? We're trying to do more with less. We're trying to do more quickly. And we're trying to make sure that we have our ducks in a row and make sure that the insights that we are bringing are valid and tested and true as possible. And I just see that as we are doing that, every single one of those things, those three pillars of cheap, fast, and perfect, they all together pull at each other, because you can't have one without the others. It's what we've all been taught, and we're trying so hard to change that perspective. And we're trying to find ways where we can have that balance even between automating research that is constantly being done so that we can make it more systematic, we can make it more programmatic, but also have the flexibility of doing custom research when possible and when necessary. You know, when you do an automated research piece and it comes back and it looks like there's a flag that you want to go explore deeper, having the flexibility to do that deeper exploration, or even having the flexibility to do the automated research but tie it with internal data, with sales data, just things that you have already internally that you're collecting to be able to make the story richer. We're all trying and finding our paths to making that happen. But the other thing I found in 2019 is that while we are bombarded with new technologies, new vendors, new companies that are all coming at us, one thing that I think we have tended to lose sight of is that behavior change element. The people at the heart of what all the work that is being done, and the fact that the people need to change their mindset to be able to adapt and adopt new technology and new ways of working. And that's something that, you know, you can bring in all the technology that you want, but until you have the behavior and you have systems in place to use that technology to its fullest, you're not going to see true change. So those are some of my learnings from 2019. Coming up after the break, learnings from 2020, or what I'm expecting in 2020. Welcome back. Let's look forward. This is something that I think we don't do nearly often enough, is looking forward to what's coming next. There are lots of things that I'm excited about in 2020. Among them, the thing that I was just talking about as the last piece of 2019, behavior change being more acknowledged and finding ways of making that behavior change tangible so that we can actually see the path forward better. And like I said previously, adapt and adopt and just continue doing the excellent work that we already do, just doing it a little bit differently because the world around us has changed so dramatically, and taking advantage of that change and being able to implement that so that we have things that are more systematized, more programmatic. We're able to tie things together better, faster, cheaper, etc. And we are able to do that in a way that the people that we work with, our customers, our stakeholders, continue to see the value in what we bring to the table. And if not, doing research that looks backwards, being able to do research that helps us to be more strategic and help our teams look forward. Other things I'm looking forward to in 2020 is just continuing to see the change that is happening. I am very interested in what is going to happen with the shift to acknowledging more of the CX and UX teams and data science teams, and that convergence that is happening between all of these research functions. Seeing what we do to learn from each other and come together as an entire research community, an insights community. I will be very curious to see if we actually do rename what our industry is called, and if we go away from market research and call ourselves something else to rebrand ourselves so that we become more visible to the stakeholders that we have, especially on the brand side, where I think there is a lot of frustration and a lot of pain in trying to show our relevance to our stakeholders internal to a brand. I'll also be excited to see what potential new terms our industry latches onto. We have gone through blockchain, which I have not heard nearly as much as I used to about a year and a half ago. We have heard about sample quality, which I feel like is one of those things that comes and goes and ebbs and flows, and we're still trying to figure out how we can solve the issue of making sure that panelists are true people, that the data that we are collecting is valid and actually comes from human beings, and do so in a way that is cost effective and time effective as well. So I'll be curious to see where that particular pendulum goes moving forward. I'll also be very curious to see what happens as I'm starting to see kind of this convergence or realization of the marketing technology or MarTech world and research technologies, like survey technologies, starting to become more present in the marketing field as a whole. Looking at hopefully seeing more brands that show up in the annual MarTech giant poster of all of the MarTech suppliers, hoping to see more of the research brands and the survey brands as part of that giant poster. But also, I'm going to be very interested to see if we do some more but combining forces. Are we going to start to see, as we've the opposite of what we have seen this past year, which is an explosion, or the past couple of years, an explosion of companies who are getting into this space, trying to push for the doing things differently? Are we going to start seeing mergers among those companies and a little bit of shrinkage in how many vendors there are in this space? My prediction is that that is a big no. That is not going to happen. If anything, I actually expect the opposite, but at some point the market forces are going to come into play and we're going to start, I think, seeing mergers, whether that's this year or the next year. I think we're going to see more merging happen among some of the newcomers, relative newcomers to the industry, not necessarily the Dynetas or the Ipsos or those large companies, but the smaller companies that have come in and are making small differences. I'm curious to see when the mergers start to happen among those smaller companies to combine forces and just continue doing such great work together. In that vein, I'm also looking forward to, as I've said before, partnerships. Maybe not so much the partnerships between the people who are technically called suppliers or vendors, but also partnerships among the brands and their stakeholders. I think we are sitting on the precipice of seeing those partnerships deepen and broaden. And I'm really excited about that. I think that's going to be amazing to see more of as we collectively come together as a research industry with our peers that work in CX and work in UX. I think we are just so ready for all of the benefit that that brings to our stakeholders and really being able to move the needle faster, cheaper, deeper, more strategic, thinking more proactive, thinking forward rather than backward, being able to do more predictive analysis versus descriptive analysis. I think there's going to be a ton more of that is able to happen in the future. I also think there's going to be a lot more automation and systemization of research, making research more programmatic. I think we're going to see more trackers become more programmatic, become more automated, where it's going to be just, it's plugged in and it's just constantly running. I think we are going to be more acknowledging of all the areas where we are asking the same questions over and over again, and the richness that there is behind making pieces of our research programmatic, so that we have kind of this underlying always on research that we can then start to mine from and start to gather more insights about our customers. And that is what will propel the partnerships, I think, with our customer experience teams and with the user experience teams, is combining. Can you imagine all that data together, sitting together at a table and just putting it all on the table, all the information that we know together? Can you imagine how rich the personas would be that would even come from such a partnership across the board? I'm also looking forward to just more connections within the industry. I'm looking forward to my own engagement with both the local groups that I'm part of, research, the Puget Sound Research Forum, getting more involved with the Insights Association, and speaking of the Insights Association, seeing what Melanie Courtwright is able to do in the Insights Association. She is an amazing person. I have had the opportunity to get to know her a little bit personally, and I think it's going to be a really cool thing to have her at the helm of Insights Association. I am looking forward to seeing new speakers at events like IIEX and hopefully CRC, the Corporate Research Conference. I'm hoping to see new speakers at a lot of these events because I think there is so much that we can learn from each other. I'm also looking forward to my own personal fulfillment as I work with companies and try to help them with that behavior change and helping teams and brands make actual tactical changes that help them change the way that they are working, help them shift their mindset even just a little bit so that they can open up the opportunity for being both more systematic and more strategic in the way that they work with their stakeholders. I think it's going to be really cool this year. I think it's going to be a busy year. I think it's going to be just a ton of change, just like it's been the last couple of years within the industry itself. And I think that's just going to continue. I'm also looking forward to hopefully hearing more podcasts along the research industry lines and hopefully an increased listenership to my own podcast as I continue to figure out my own footing with the podcast and how it's going to look moving forward. All right. That was a nice recap of 2019 and looking forward to 2020. What are you looking forward to in 2020 and beyond? What are the things that you are hoping to see change? What are the things that you are hoping to see either within your own career or at an industry as a whole? What conferences are you hoping to attend? And what engagement are you hoping to see as for your own local market research and UX and CX teams? And what is it that you are looking forward to just within this whole exciting world of market research? Let me know either by contacting me on LinkedIn or finding me on Twitter at ZONTZIRY, and I would love to hear from you. Happy holidays. Happy rest of your 2019, as short as it may be, and hope to see more of you and hear from you in 2020.